16 years ago, when I became a nurse, I assumed I'd always work in a hospital.
Commentator Donna D'Amico.
Hospitals were where the action was. I went from a medical unit to obstetrics to inpatient psychiatry. 2.5 years ago, as I drove out of the hospital parking lot crying, I knew I'd burn my license before I ever worked in a hospital again. I cried because I was totally exhausted. I cried because I didn't know how I'd pay my bills. I cried because I was leaving my patients behind. But I cried mostly because I loved my job. I didn't burn out on nursing. I just gave up the assumption that to be a real nurse, I had to be in a hospital. I left the hospital in order to remain a nurse. It happened slowly and steadily, but one day I realized I was the last person with clinical training in the chain of command. My immediate boss was an art therapist, and the corporate director had an MBA. I was the only full-time RN in an acute psychiatric day hospital with 20 to 30 patients. There were days when demented elderly patients got lost during lunch break to roam the hospital, while others cut themselves, took overdoses, had sex in the back stairwell, or got into fistfights. So I went to work every day in this Fellini flick with wonderful, albeit part-time staff who rarely worked 2 days in a row. When I asked for more staff, I was told no. When I wrote memos about safety concerns, I was told I wasn't a team player. The most galling policy was called service recovery. This was a hospital-wide plan to supposedly empower the staff to solve problems with unhappy patients. When a patient complained, we were instructed to offer a coupon to the cafeteria, the hospital restaurant, the gift shop, or my personal favorite, McDonald's. During my last performance evaluation, my art therapist boss gravely informed me that it was being noted that I had not given out any coupons. "Donna," she said, "you had better get behind service recovery." I assured her I had no intention of ever getting behind, in front, or anywhere near it. But in the end, I didn't quit over coupons, but over the ethos of a system that allowed the existence of coupons. It is also a system that allows people with no clinical training to make decisions to decrease staff and put patients' lives in jeopardy. Leaving my nursing job was one of the hardest decisions of my life. Eventually, I knew there was no choice but to go. I knew if I were to stay one more second, adhere to one more corporate mandate, work without consistent full-time staff, and be told I wasn't a team player, I would not be able to care for my patients. As I left, I told an old friend and coworker that I felt I was abandoning the patients. The discovery that I was being replaced by a traveling nurse with only a 2-year nursing degree added to my sense of guilt. My friend assured me there were patients in need everywhere and that they were out there waiting for me. I took a part-time job in home care and another part-time job as a psychotherapist in an oncology practice. I took an enormous cut in pay and benefits. Managing 2 very different jobs is not easy. I have no office or any space to call my own, except for my tote bag and my car. I miss some faraway memories of the hospital, the camaraderie, the patients, the paycheck. I didn't change the system. I only changed my life and found a way to remain who I am, a nurse.
Donna D'Amico lives in Tacoma Park, Maryland.